Hachette Audio presents The Pretender, written by James Patterson and Andrew Burrell, read by Graham Halstead. Prologue. I speed through the desert along a dirt road, my Jeep leaving a cloud of dust in its wake. The setting sun gives the desert landscape a reddish hue. The only thing visible in any direction, besides sagebrush and cacti, is a rundown shack up ahead. Marco's car is already parked outside. I have the feeling I'm walking into a trap. On my passenger seat sits a black satin sack about the size of a sandwich bag, containing a few million dollars worth of diamonds. Other than that, I have only a gas station cup half full of soda. I have no gun, no knife. I bet Marco has one or the other. Or both. I'd been telling Marco for weeks that I was going to quit after this heist, what we'd called the job to end all jobs, and Marco had not been happy about it. He'd even joked that he wasn't going to let me leave. I didn't think much of it, but then Marco insisted that we rendezvous here, in the middle of nowhere. We'd always met in public places before. I stopped the Jeep about 100 yards from the shack and let it sit, idling in neutral. I take a drink for my soda. I think about shifting the Jeep into gear and taking off. Then, I get an idea. I wedge the styrofoam cup between my legs and pull off the lid. I pick up the satin bag and pour the diamonds into my soda. The stones, ranging in size from grains of sand to corn kernels, collect in a pile on top of the ice. They shimmer in the sunlight, and then they sink without a trace into the brown liquid.